听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语， Rose 和 Brian 又回来了。在今天的节目当中呢，我们一起来聊一聊小费。不是聊这个让大家给小费啊，但是我们来聊一聊各个不同的地域，各个不同的国家的小费文化。 So today we're going to talk a little bit aboutTipping.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about tipping because it's extremely different from country to country.
Even from places to places,
places
within
to
one
places,
country.
Absolutely. And it means a lot depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I can say is that we don't tip in China, which actually is very helpful.
You know what?
What?
You were wrong.
You know what? Okay, so I know I'm wrong. I just am figuring out that I'm wrong a little bit. However, I mean, it's not as widely known and spread as common as the
Absolutely
United States.
Absolutely not. Actually, in most parts of China, people don't tip.
Right.
There are a few certain provinces where people do tip, including Guangdong, Guangdong province. They tip there.
For like food, for a taxi, for what? For everything?
For everything.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I know. Although that tradition somehow, from what I see, is fading in these years. And also in parts of Yunnan, they do tip.
Okay, so why do they tip in those places as opposed to other cities?
I don't know. What I could figure out was probably because Guangdong province was pretty close to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of accepting some of the cultural...ideas from Hong Kong. So that might be the reason why people used to tip in Guangdong province. I don't know if they really do now anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do. And also in some restaurants, even in Beijing, you don't tip, but they charge you like service fees.
Oh, I see.
But traditionally in most parts of China, especially the northern part, no, we never tip.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, when I first got here, I was like, I just remember taking a taxi one of the first week that I was here with one of my new coworkers, and I said, oh, let me leave him a tip. She said, why? No, take it back. No, you don't need to tip him. Don't give him any extra money.
The taxi driver won't mind.
Yeah, the taxi driver definitely won't mind. And you know what's so funny is that some of the black taxi drivers, of course, when it's late at night and you can't find someone else, they actually ask you for a tip.And I'm like, what? No, give me my money.
Yeah, they actually ask you for more money as tip. I don't know. But
no, but they've asked me in English, tip, tip, tip.
Did they?
Yes.
That's
they
crazy.
Asked me for a tip. But I think because and I'm thinking to myself, how do they know that foreigners tip? I mean, it must be like something that they studied or heard, you know, because they're drivers.
Or maybe they've experienced over the years that some foreigners do tip.
Absolutely, probably. So when they ask me for a tip, I just laugh and take my money back. And it's because, like, the thing they don't understand about tipping is that in the United States, service goes above and beyond because they are working for that tip. But in China, they expect to give you the very bare minimum and then expect a tip on top of that just because it's culture. But it's really about the service.
哎，这点确实是啊。就说咱们中国和美国的小费文化嘛，就非常的不一样啊。中国的绝大部分地区呢，第一都不用给小费。第二呢，小费其实并不是我们所说的啊，只要这个不管是你在餐馆用完餐啊，还是在酒店住宿啊，都要给小费，而是看服务的。Rose got exactly to the point that it's all about the services. So in the United States, if you don't feel comfortable about the services provided, you can refuse to pay tips.
Well, in the United States, people generally, they work really hard, but there are some of those, of course, that you say, oh my God, they weren't that good. They were late. They didn't bring me my cold water. They didn't bring me my hot water like I asked. It took them forever to bring my mayonnaise, whatever. But the thing is, you're supposed to leave at least 15% of your bill, and you don't have to. So if service is actually really bad, it's okay to leave like half of that or a little bit, but to actually leave no tip. So it's okay to leave no tip
if
it's really bad. If it's really bad, sure, yeah, don't leave a tip. But if they were really rude or something, but it's not as common.
Yeah, because tipping is really deep-rooted in American culture. So it's like everybody who's in the service industry, some of them mainly are like living on tips instead of salaries.
Exactly, especially waitresses. Because waitresses, honestly, they get paid like around... $5 an hour, maybe less.
Really?
I'm not kidding. And they heavily rely on the tips because the traffic maybe in the, you know, in the restaurant is so heavy and their tips could probably succeed maybe like $200-$300 a night.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why they actually don't care about the minimum. They just work really hard to see if it's a good restaurant. So those people can leave them a tip.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think that the tipping like amount also varies from state to state in the United States. Or is it like 15% in general?
No, it's 15% in general. Okay. To be honest, I don't know in the South, but I mean all over it should be the same.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? In some countries, they actually consider this bribing. And it's illegal to tip in some countries.
Yeah, I think I heard that too.
Yeah.
I forgot where it was. Is it Thailand or somewhere else? I think, yeah, people there generally would refuse to accept tips because they really consider it bribing and something bad to do for both parties.
Exactly. And the thing about tipping in the United States too is that if you have a really big party, let's say it's like over 6 people or over 8 people, they will actually charge you automatic gratuity. It's called gratuity. They will charge it automatically on the bill because for a waitress or waiters that work really hard to bring like to work for a party of 10 or a party of 8, let's say they don't leave enough tip, but the waitress worked really, really hard to serve your party, then she gets, you know, like she worked so hard and she gets nothing or she gets cut out, they automatically will add the tip on top of that on the bill so you don't have to worry about it. And some people are like, what? Gratuity? No way. Like, we will leave the tip. Yeah. So they'll say, oh, it's automatically $20 on top for gratuity. And this you normally find at like really expensive restaurants or like casino, like at the casino, like these types of restaurants, because people will just skip out on their bill or just skip out and not pay because they're in the casino. You know, they want to save their money. So, yeah, seriously, this is crazy.
Right.
All right. So do you usually tip here?
I don't, to be
honest.
Yeah, because it's not the culture. But almost everywhere everywhere else I go, I know now. It was Japan where people refuse to take tips.
They refuse to take tips?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
I remember, yeah, it was in Japan. Because I tend to pay tips wherever I go outside of China, as long as it is a culture there. But I was asking in Japan, you know, should I pay tips? They were like, no, you don't pay tips here. That's bribing. We don't take that. So that was, yeah, that was that. But other places like the U.S., most European countries, even in some African countries, they do tip.
I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, so that some people think it's whatever bribery, but you know, it's not just tipping in restaurants. It's tipping when you get your nails done, when you get your hair done, in the taxi. Pretty much for every service that you get, you're supposed to tip.
Yeah, like when you arrive at the hotel, someone carries your luggage.
Yeah.
You give them a tip.
Exactly. Yes, you tip. So it's not, you don't really tip here. But if you are going to tip, what services would you tip for and how much?
I would definitely tip for good services at a fancy restaurant for a decent meal. I think I will tip hotel services if it's good. I won't tip taxi drivers. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't take taxis very often anyway.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. But I think in general, if it's good services, whatever profession it is, wherever you receive it, I'd love to leave a tip.
Of how much, though? Like, is it a certain percentage? You just give them an extra 10 or 20 or something?
Yeah, that's probably what I would love to do. But for, like, fancy restaurants, there would be a surcharge over that. I think it's most places are 10 or 15%. So you don't have to worry about it. But other than that, yeah. Like if you're arriving in a hotel, there's not a proportion you can pay, right? I guess I'll just pay like 20 or 50.
Yeah, if you're at a hotel in the United States, you should at least leave 20 for the bellboy, which is the person carrying your luggage. I mean, $10 is okay, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and this is kind of interesting, but also a lot of Chinese people have been misunderstood in other countries because they don't tip.
I know, and you know what? Actually, they're very misunderstood in the United States for this.
Yeah.
Because they don't tip in the United States, yeah. Or they leave like $2 on a $100 bill, and this is how like stereotypes get around, because they say, oh, Chinese people are really selfish, or they're cheap, or they're this or they're that, but it's just because it's not part of the culture.
Yeah, I'm not really defending my people, but it is the case. It's just not in the culture. They just also, when people go out, some of them don't really know the language very well or the culture very well, so they don't know what they should do in another country. But of course, nowadays people are really suggested to learn about all that before they go out.
Right.
So no more, or at least less, of these misunderstandings will occur.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, tipping, I think, is important. It's nice to pay for a little bit extra for a service, especially if they did so well.
Mm-hmm.
Even in China, like, I think the only places I will tip is, like, at the hair salon.
Oh.
And I probably should tip when I get a pedicure or something, but I don't. And I'm kind of waiting for, you know, I've been here 3 years and I still sometimes don't know. I know not in a restaurant and not in the taxi.
Mm-hmm.
But other services, I'm not really sure which services I should tip for. So what I do is I kind of, when I'm leaving, I kind of look around to see if the person that serviced me is standing next to me and staring at me. And if he is, that means he's waiting for a tip.
As long as you're in Beijing, I don't think you need to tip for anything anywhere.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I've actually had on certain occasions people give me back the extra money I give them.
Oh, yeah, because they probably thought you miscalculated.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And during the Spring Festival, I give the taxi drivers a little bit extra, which is probably not a big deal. Like, a few kuai, maybe 5 kuai, and they're like, wow, thanks! You know what I mean?
But, you know, it would be nice to do on those occasions. I actually did that on a few occasions, especially during, like, Spring Festival period, when I didn't want to drive. I took a cab, and I was like, you know, happy Spring Festival, and here are a few extra kuai. Keep it.
What did he say?
He was like, yeah, thank you. I think it's just nice to do that, but it's still not a tradition. It's not the culture. You don't have to do it on a daily basis, but occasionally, especially on these special occasions, you know, it would be a happy thing for him, for the other party, and I think it's also a happy thing for yourself. So
absolutely, it's a generous thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about tipping in Europe.
Oh, Europe.
Yeah.
The European countries I've been to, I did tip in France, in Italy. So, yeah, I guess it's...
Wait, so you did tip in Europe?
I did.
Oh,
isn't
okay.
that a culture?
Yeah, but I'm not really... I didn't know. I mean, I can't really figure out, like, which countries are which. I mean, obviously, if you're going to travel to a certain country, you should always, you know, figure out what tipping is, what the language is, where the map is.
Did you tip when you traveled to Europe?
I don't even remember. Honestly, I don't. I don't even think I had money to tip. I was like, every extra penny I need for myself.
Yeah, I gave the biggest tip to the subway system, 150 euros.
Why?
When I was in France.
Why, did you buy a train card and never used it?
No, pickpockets.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They took 150 euros?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's like 1,000 kuai.
Yeah, it's like, no, even more than that. It was like, to the exchange rate back there, it was like 1,500 or something. Yeah, that was a lot.
Oh my
God. Got my heart broken.
That's insane. Mm. Were you traveling by yourself?
No, I was traveling with my wife and also my mother-in-law. And she wanted to you know, keep the cash in her purse. I was like, no, it doesn't matter. I have deep pockets, so I just keep them in my pockets. And actually, I kept a 100 euro bill in my left pocket and the 50 euro bill in my right pocket.
Wait, and they took both?
They took both. What?
Well, you know, actually, I should probably talk about this, is that it's actually a little bit dangerous now. Not dangerous, but... For Chinese people that travel, I think we talked about this earlier a few months ago, is that because they know Chinese people have a lot of money and they're not as aware about traveling, so it's easier for them to victimize.
Yeah, and the most important thing is that most Chinese travelers would carry a lot of cash.
Yes, exactly. But why? Is it because their credit cards?
No, I think it's also the culture and the tradition. Because credit cards and debit cards, yeah, they work perfectly in China and everywhere else. But traditionally, Chinese people just used cash, as you probably noticed here.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go out, they tend to also carry a lot of cash. They feel that's the right way to do things. But
I hate cash.
Yeah, but that could bring potential dangers.
Oh,
so,
sure.
As you know, that I don't really have a credit card. The only one I have is a card from my wife. So that's the only times that I use credit cards. When I go out, I bring a credit card.
Mm.
I suggest everybody who travel other places do the same.
I say they bring a little cash, credit card, but you know, the thing I've learned too about like third world countries is that cash is better because if you secure a reservation or something or like a car rental under your credit card name, they could fraudulently charge you for so much more.
Really?
Yeah. For example, I'll give you one example is that my family and I, we went to Belize a few years ago for a vacation. And my brother rented a car and there was a car behind him that hit him.
Okay.
Yeah, it hit him. And they charged him an extra like $2,000. And if you know anything, Belize is actually, the exchange rate is like 50%. So for every one American dollar is two Belizean dollars.
Okay.
So what they did is they charged him like an extra $1,000 or $2,000 American dollars on his credit card for that when the other guy was at fault.
But why did they do that?
Because they didn't, it's a third world country. They don't know what to do. They didn't get the report. So my brother had to fight it for months before he actually got his money back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's because the car company doesn't care where it comes from. They just want their money now. So they're going to take it from you. And it's up to you. And they know that you're not going to come all the way back to that country just to fight for, you know what I mean, a certain amount of money. Because that's that amount of money, it's going to cost you that much to get there.
I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Well, I never really run into anything like that. But I did notice that in some, especially when I was in Africa, in African countries, sometimes credit cards are not as convenient as they are, like in the U.S. or in European countries, and cash would probably work better. In those cases, yeah, do bring cash, but don't bring like too much. And also, probably keep the majority of them in your purse, in your wallet, inside your bag. And yeah, do watch out for pickpockets.
Be careful. So let's talk about a few European countries and how they do tipping.
Sure.
So we have Austria.
Austria.
Yes, and they use euros.
Mm-hmm.
So for hotels, you're supposed to tip 1 euro per bag and leave a similar amount for the chambermaid each day.
Each day.
Mm. Okay. Taxis, you tip 10% or round up to a higher amount of short trips.
Wow. That would be a lot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Seriously, look at this. Lavatory attendants. So people in the bathroom that, like, hand you paper. Yeah, they hand you paper for, like, drying your hands. You're supposed to tip them 50 cents. I don't know what you call it. Like, not 50 euros. What is it? I forgot what the cents part is called.
I don't know for euros. So just
okay,
half
I'll just
euro.
Say half a euro. Yeah. There you go. Gas station attendants, 1 euro. If the attendant fills up your tank, washes the windshield, etc. Railroad and airport porters, wow, half a euro per bag in addition to the fee. Sightseeing tour guides, 1 euro at the end of the tour. That's it? Or more for a longer tour.
Euro.
Yeah, that's weird. 1 euro. Okay, whatever. France. Let's go to France because this place is a little bit more popular for Chinese people to travel to. So tipping in France is not compulsory, but it is recommended. Mm-hmm. So it's not as common as America, but it is recommended.
Mm-hmm.
The bill in restaurants and cafes usually includes a 15% tip, which is the same as America.
Mm.
And it is referred to as service compris, which I know compris in Spanish means free.
Oh, okay.
So this must be like free service or I don't know whatever it means. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, buy. Compre in Spanish means buy. So this kind of like buying service, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember when I was in France and some other European countries, they said at the end of the bill, like suggested tip amount.
Yeah.
So you can pay that or you can, you know, not pay, but it would be nicer for you to do it.
That actually helps.
Mm.
I think that's a little bit better.
Yeah, it would be actually a lot more help, especially for travelers with no idea of what they should do.
Yeah.
You know, if you say that, okay, here's a suggested tip amount. If you are nice enough, you would want to pay this tip to either the waitress or whoever that have done services for you. It will be easier. Otherwise, yeah. People will have no idea, okay, I want a tip, but how much should I do it? Should I just tip 1 euro and letting people call me cheapo? Or should I pay, you know, 20 euro and tear my heart apart?
So this
would be nicer.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So in France, hotels are $150 for room service and $1 to $150 for bag porters. Taxi drivers about 10% of the meter charge.
Mm.
And you never really know who's cheating you. So what if the taxi already charges you like 35% more? You just don't even know. I'd say there's your tip, guy.
Yeah.
In Germany, the service charges 15% for restaurants, cafes, and bars. But it is typical to round up the amount to an even figure. So obviously, if you're paying 16 euros, give them 20. A rule of thumb is to add 3 to 5%, generally ending with a full euro amount. So obviously, don't give them like, you know, 550. Give them 6.
Yeah. And if the fee is 19, don't give them 20. Please give them 25. Things like that.
Yeah. And then German waiters and waitresses are paid a salary and don't live off of their tips like American dudes, like American people do. But of course, you can always be generous. It's always very nice to ask.
Yep.
All right. Let's try Italy, because you did talk about Italy before.
Yep.
Okay. So in most restaurants, you may find both, these have Italian words, and I'm definitely not going to say them, but one says servizio incluso, which means include the service, written on the menu, which is also the cover charge, which is generally 1 or 2 euros, and which takes care of things like bread before the meal and a glass of tap water. Glass of tap water, really? You have to pay for that? Okay.
Well, not here.
Yeah, so it means that it's included, that service is supposed to be included. It is usually, again, around 15%. Who made this rule for 15%?
No idea.
No idea, but it seems to be universal.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is that in most countries, either the menus in restaurants or other service places, you can find menus or the fees in English as well. So if you're not really good at the local language, just look at the other side. And you know, the funny thing is that a lot of them now are also including Chinese.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Yeah. And that, well, sometimes make it easier because the Chinese, most of the times, is not really that standard. So sometimes it can even make things more difficult. But I think this is a good thing.
I think so, too. Well, let's try one last one, and that is Spain. So in every single establishment in Spain, service is already included with the price or of the meal or the
drink.
That's
good.
But you know what? The funny thing about this is that it's tipping is common. But when I was in Spain, the service was absolutely terrible.
Okay. I never went to Spain. So.
Yeah. So when I was in Spain, the service just sucks. It was horrible. I was the only one in the restaurant, and I ordered a smoothie, and it took them literally 30 minutes to bring me a smoothie. I was so, so annoyed. I was like, why would I give a tip for such terrible service?
So did you tip eventually?
No. No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and do realize that this is also your freedom, that if you're really not satisfied with the service, you can not tip.
Exactly. You don't have to tip. And to be honest, a lot of places in Europe, such as the United Kingdom, also is the same as the United States, where you tip 10 to 12 or 15%. Just be a little bit generous, but also kind of just use your discretion, use your judgment. That's it.
这个说到小费啊，各国的文化呢不尽相同，但是西方国家基本上类似吧。啊，如果说您接受了别人的服务，你比如说不管是在餐馆也好，酒店也罢，或者是其他的服务行业，哪怕是这个美发沙龙啊等等等等，只要是有服务业的地方，一般要留你的账单面值的啊 ,15% 作为小费。听起来很多啊，真其实确实也不少。你比如说你要是吃一顿饭，假如说啊 ,50 美金的话，那 15% 就要大概七八块钱。所以呢这也是当地的一种文化。而且这并不是说的算是咱们花这个冤枉钱啊，而是说呢当地就跟咱们这个比如说在餐厅收服务费 ,10% 的服务费意思是一样的。尤其是在美国，这个服务费或者说是这个小费基本上是一个不成文的规定了。 所以下次有这种机会去到其他的地方的时候呢，第一啊，来查询一下，网络上查询一下，是不是有这种tipping culture 啊，是不是有这种小费的文化？如果有的话呢，遵循当地的文化，这样能够让大家都开心都满意。All right, I guess that's it for tips.
That's it for tipping. Just be careful where you go and pay attention.
That's right. And thank you for being with us.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.